Hello everyone and welcome to the shortest contest recording that I will ever have to make in my entire life. Really, there's only two. It's not that hard. So first I'll start with the one with many names. Now going by, are you ready? I'm going to attempt it. Paratoxic Apocalyptic. The owl thing is what could screw it up, but you know, I noticed. I think I got it. But whatever. It's never. There's enough said. Okay. What did I write down in my little box of comment shit? Your work's impressive, as always, but I still feel like it just doesn't cut deep enough, and it's too characteristically you. You've shown me a style that's amazing whenever it's read, but the entertainment value of your work continues to decline as time goes on when things are too similar to other works that you've presented before. This person in your poem barely feels alive, and yet we only see the crust at the surface. To be honest, I'm still waiting for that crust to break open and just unveil the gory innards that we all need to see. Just dig deeper. I know you can do it. I've read many works that you've produced over the last year, so I know you can do it, but I just need to see it, because you are running down that path of dangerous, crazy outcomes in which you will either return from the brink of oncoming boredom and save yourself from the terror known as repetition. So please try to break the standard more than you have done, because I know that you are on the quest for, you know, perfection times two. KDK. I can't get over that abbreviation, and I don't think I ever will. Ditch the parentheses. I hate them. Other than that, this piece provides the AGC with a more structured work. And to an extent, I find that to be a, you know, a fine piece of literary architecture. But when you give me a nice building and it's constructed all perfectly, there's just a little part of me that wants to see it implode. I think I will finally clue you in on the catchphrase of my recent existence: violate the envelope. Fuck the pushing it phrase, violate the motherfucker. Violate the envelope. Take it and say, ah! And give me something more meaty. You know, I feel like what you have here is great, and it was a very entertaining read, and I was like, yes! I mean, both of these pieces would score very high in any sort of ranking, and that cannot be denied, but, you know, the little child in me that still demands crazy action, excitement, implosion, chaos, is wanting more. So, I don't know what to tell you to do for round one of GGW. I have no idea. I mean, I could say, take a look at it, see what you can do with it. You might decide to do something completely different. I don't know. I mean, I have a score for this one, but I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I'm evil like that. And if you want to use this as your round one piece, that's the score it's going to get. But it's certainly a very, very good starting score. But I think the two of you, you know, I would like to see, personally anyway, more of that violating the envelope. And that said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!